The Permian. The Permian period lasted from about 290 to 248 million years ago, and it started with an ice age, but gradually the globe was warming and the ice was retreating, and much of the land became very arid. We ended up at this time with a single supercontinent surrounded by large amounts of ocean, and much of the land became very arid. The Carboniferous rainforest pretty much died out and was replaced by arid conditions, as I've said, and the conifers evolved. At the end of the Carboniferous period, we know that the amniotes had radiated, and we ended up with three major groups. And the groups are divided based on the patterning of the opening in the sides of the skull. We can have anapsids, which had zero openings, we've got synapsids, which had one, and we've got diapsids, which had two. And the Permian was really dominated by the synapsids, the mammal-like reptiles. And what we found is that whereas during the late Carboniferous, the top predators were sprawling in posture, they weren't very active. By the late Permian, the synapsids were active hunters. They'd sort of got elongated limbs and they were placed under their bodies and their teeth were differentiated and the eyes had moved forwards. However, at the end of the Permian, there was a huge, huge extinction. It was the largest mass extinction in the history of the Earth. And although it was mostly in the ocean, on the land also a significant number of species were affected. And during that period of time, particularly hard hit seemed to be those synapsids, the mammal-like reptiles. Why this extinction occurred, we're not sure. There's been lots of proposed causes. Was it due to an asteroid? Was it due to volcanic eruptions? Was it methane releases? We do know there was a huge drop in oxygen. It plummeted from about 35% to 15%, and the sea levels were fluctuating. Anyhow, it probably provided an opportunity for the expansion of the dinosaurs, which we'll talk about next.